ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Stepped up Israeli air and ground attacks in Gaza continue. Hundreds of thousands of civilians wait at the Rafah border crossing to try to get into Egypt. Many are desperate for food and water. This is one of the hundreds of Americans in Gaza with family, Abu Dakal.
We actually split up into two groups where some people tried to go out and secure some bread. And I was part of that group where we spent 6 hours standing in lines in front of bakeries.
The suspected main mass shooter months ago tried to buy a gun silencer, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
Upon filling out firearms transaction form, asked in part, have you ever been committed to a mental institution, the suspect checked yes. And under Maine's so-called yellow flag law, store employees told him they could not give him the silencer, and he left.
Expanding the strike against GM, the last of Detroit's big three without a tentative deal, the Auto Workers Union. This is ABC News. It'll be difficult. The dense urban fighting Israeli soldiers have ahead in Gaza. Retired U.S. Army General and ABC News contributor Robert Abrams says that, uses two other words for the effort to not kill innocent civilians.
I think it's going to be what I would consider nearly impossible to destroy Hamas, to eliminate their capability to do harm to Israel and the Israeli people while simultaneously protecting what some people have estimated as to be a million Palestinians.
General Abrams on ABC's This Week. Folks fed up with crooks. ABC's Jim Ryan.
A high-powered group of retailers is lobbying Congress to pass legislation meant to curb theft. Big box stores and mom and pops alike say they're losing billions to organized theft and fencing rings.
Reacting to the death of Friends star Matthew Perry, Morgan Fairchild, who played his character Chandler's mother on the show, writes on social media, I'm heartbroken about the untimely death of my son. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new beer in just a couple of minutes. It's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Droids Attack, Sci-Fi or Die. Baram Estrada before that. Droids Attack and Stark Weather Brewing Company just released a brand new beer, Astro Glider APA. The beer is available at Stark Weather Brewing on Atwood Avenue or on Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Stop by, have a pint, tell Brad Van congratulations on yet another handcrafted beer from Madison. How cool is that? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we got music from The Gusto. We'll do some Zeroed Hero, some Helion Prime, and we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Abaddon's End is playing a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar in Viola, Wisconsin. This coming Saturday, it's a Halloween show, Saturday, October 28th. We'll hear their new song, Absence in Adolescence, right after the anthem from Iron Plow. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where have you gone? What have you been?
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Seeping stoic, reeling through, crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing, a hunk of burned out love. Ashes rising, surprises, find a thing I know. Altered sizing is mesmerizing, packing my bags as I go.
The keys at the end of the song. Zeroed Hero, their brand new song called Bloody on Max Inc. Heavy. The Gusto before that with Baby Come On. We want you to play your music on Max Inc. Radio. Get us your music. Maybe you would like to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, or maybe we can sponsor your next live event. All the information is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all the podcasts, music news, and grab the Civic Media app and put that in your mobile device right now. Check it out. It's all at maxincradio.com. We're going to invite a Mad Rollin' Doll over to open a box of wine with us. That's coming up next on Max Inc.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm feeling light, feeling lit, feeling high. I fill my glass and raise it high. Ruby red spit in my eye. Don't know why I
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Of a world that never ceases to inspire. I might can't help but try to understand and find the reasons why the forces in our universe reside. Within the way that a lightning strike can be magnetized, how we're all held down, rooted to the ground, living slave to
St. Kevin on Civic Media. That was Helion Prime and The Final Theory. Of course, Mary Zimmer there on vocals. Awesome. The Rotten Tommies and Mad Trucker God Mad before that. Not Dead Yet, The Grand Fury and New Rogue Rat all on the way before 11 o'clock, at which time it will be time for Essential Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. Tell me what your two favorite songs are. And if I play your two songs, I'll hook you up with a Civic Media t-shirt. Head over to MaxIncRadio.com and tell me what your essential last crack is right now. While we do that, we'll do some classic Sky Road Fly and their song Drift King. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
From their latest album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, that is A Pawn in the Hand. Brand new Rogue Rat on Max Inc. Heavy. They just played a show today down at the Mad Farm Moto in downtown Brooklyn. From all accounts, it was pretty cool. Essential Last Crack is coming up right after the news. Right now, Johnny Cashed Out. It's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around.
ABC News, I'm Mark